This is continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
You may take your seat. Please speak loudly and clearly for the jurors.
Please introduce yourself and spell your name.
My name is Joanne Maltese. Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, and Maltese, M-A-L-T-E-S-E.
Are you employed, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Are you employed as law enforcement, in law enforcement?
I am retired Tallahassee Police Forensic Specialist.
How long have you been retired from Tallahassee Police Department, right?
Yes, a little over 8 years.
What were your duties when you were employed there?
Duties as a forensic specialist is the documentation, collection, and preservation of evidence at a crime scene.
How long did you do that type of work?
Done that work for probably 15 years.
Okay. And were you doing it back on July 18th of 2014?
Yes.
As part of your job, did you respond to 2116 Trescott Drive on that date?
Yes, I did.
Right. And what was your job once you arrived at that particular scene?
That particular day, I was called to document and collect evidence at a crime scene.
Publish 10, please. Is this the scene that you're referencing?
Yes, it is.
Right, I'm going to approach and show you states 11 through 17 as well. Just have you look through those and tell me if you recognize them.
Yes, I do.
How do you recognize them?
I took these photographs at the scene.
All right, Judge, at this time I'd ask to move into evidence states 11 through 17.
No objection.
11 through 17 are admitted.
Publish 11, please. Publish 12, please. Did you collect the eyeglasses shown in State's Exhibit 12?
Yes, I did.
That appears to be half of a pair of eyeglasses. Did you collect both halves?
Yes, I did.
I'll show you what I've marked as States 121 and 122. Do you recognize those?
Yes, I do.
Are those the two halves of eyeglasses collected from this crime scene?
Yes, they are.
Judge, at this time I'd ask to move into evidence States 122 and 123.
An interruption. States 122 and 123.
Did you collect this eyeglass lens?
Yes, I did.
Where was it located?
I believe that one was the floorboard of the driver's area.
Was there another piece of eyeglass lens also collected by
yes,
you that day?
Yes, there was.
Okay, where was that piece found?
That was, the other optical was on the garage floor right below the driver's area.
Showing you 123 and 124 are these the two pieces of lens that you collected that day.
Yes.
Move into evidence 123 and 124.
Any objection? No, Your Honor. States 123 and 124 admitted.
Did you take any swabs or attempt to get any fingerprints from the scene?
Yes, I did.
And what efforts were made on those fronts?
I processed the entire exterior of the vehicle for fingerprints. There was an area that was lifted, but it did not have fingerprints of value to compare. As far as the swabbing, all of the exterior and interior door handles, as well as a phone that was collected, and the doorknob from the garage to the interior of the house.
And what were the results of those efforts?
Those I would not know. It'd be sent to FDLE lab for analysis.
Did you find any fingerprints of value to send to FDLE lab?
No, I did not.
Publish states 14, please. Approaching with states 125. Do you recognize 125?
Yes, I do.
What is this item?
It's this going to be a brown wallet with its contents that were found in the glove box of the vehicle?
All right, and did the wallet contain Dan Markell's driver's license?
Yes, it did.
And in the exhibit, there's no cash, but there's some cash pictured in the photograph?
Yes.
Was there cash that was seized as well?
Yes, there was.
All right, so based on this, didn't appear there was any effort to take Mr. Markell's belongings?
Correct.
Okay. Any evidence that the house was broken into or anything was taken from the house?
Not that I could determine.
Publish state 16, please. And 17. And then back to 16, if you would. What efforts were made to document this? What is it that we're looking at?
We're looking at the front driver's door window that was shattered with a hole in it.
Okay. And what did you do to try to document this?
The glass was very fragile because it was broken, so prior to doing anything to it besides fingerprinting, I would have put clear tape on both sides, the interior and the exterior, just to hold it in place for transportation and collection.
I'm approaching with what I've marked as states 126. Is this the glass that you were able to remove from the vehicle?
Yes.
Is it in the same or substantially the same condition as when we seized it?
Yes.
Move into evidence states 126.
No, you're not. States 126 is admitted.
I publish.
No.
And the glass evidence, is that consistent with the gunshot?
Yes, it is.
All right, did you, as part of your job, have an occasion to photograph Wendy Adelson's vehicle?
Yes, I did.
Was that done the same day that you collected this other evidence?
Yes, it was.
Where did you photograph her vehicle?
Her vehicle was towed to the Tallahassee Police Department.
I'm going to approach and show you what I've marked as State's Exhibits 18 through 21. Do you recognize 18 through 21?
Yes, I do.
Are those the photos you took of Ms. Adelson's vehicle?
Yes.
Move into evidence 18 through 21.
Any objection? No, Your Honor. States 18 through 21 is admitted.
Publish states 18, please. Publish 19. Publish 20. What is this item?
This was on the front passenger seat of the vehicle, and it is a bottle of alcohol and a receipt.
All right, and did you take a closer photo of the receipt? States 21, please.
Yes.
And what does that show about when the alcohol was purchased?
On 7/18 of 2014 at 12:49 from ABC Fine Liquor and Spirits, or Fine Wine and Spirits.
Did you also go to the hospital?
Yes, I did.
What were you asked to do at the hospital?
Document and collect any evidence.
At the time that you responded to the hospital, was Mr. Markell deceased or still alive?
He was still alive.
I'm going to approach and show you what I've marked as State's Exhibits 22 through 24. Do you recognize these exhibits?
Yes, I do.
How do you recognize them?
I took those photographs at the hospital.
Are they fair and accurate photos of how Mr. Markell looked that day?
Yes.
Move into evidence, States Exhibits 22, 23, and 24, Your Honor.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
States 22, 23, and 24 are admitted.
Publish 22, please. This is how Mr. Markell appeared?
Yes.
And this was done on the 18th?
Yes. Yes.
Publish the next exhibit, please. This is 23. Why did you take this photograph?
For the darkened area on his forearm.
Why was that of significance?
That is consistent with stippling.
What is stippling?
Stippling is being close contact to a firearm that was discharged, and it's going to be the unburnt gunpowder and gases that leave the barrel of a gun at a high velocity, and it will tattoo or stain the skin.
States Exhibit 24, please. Is this another effort to capture that stippling that you observed?
Yes.
No further questions.
Cross-examination.
No questions, Your Honor.
Very well. Ms. Maltese, you may step down.
This witness is excused, Your Honor.
More continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson is coming up from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.